So the weather explains why the game tonight, which was supposed to be on, I guess, Sunday night, has been rescheduled for Tuesday night. Philadelphia Eagles versus the, who is it? Who are the Eagles playing? Who are the Eagles playing tonight? Okay, Vikings, that's right, Vikings. Now, Ibrahim Abdelmateen and Nando DeFino join us to talk about the year that was in sports, this game that's coming up tonight. Ibrahim and Nando, good morning, first of all.
Morning, good morning.
Ibrahim is in Chicago, where I gather the weather is just fine, right?
The weather's great.
Yeah, and Nando DeFino, you must be beneath a glacier there in Syracuse, New York.
We've barely had a dusting since this whole storm thing started.
It's all here in New York. It's all we hogged all the snow this year. Nando, let's talk first about the NFL's decision, and it appears to be a pattern, to schedule a lot of interdivision rivalry games at the end of the season. All of a sudden, we're not having a lot of meaningless games in the last week of the NFL season.
Yeah, I think it's kind of, I mean, it's a smart thing, and I'm kind of surprised it took them this long to do it, that, you know, why not give these games some value towards the end? It kind of solves a problem when, you know, you have these guys resting their starters, and fans pay a lot of money to see a game with some kind of meaning, and, you know, you get, like, the Giants playing Indianapolis instead of playing someone in their division.
So how meaningful is this game, Ibrahim Abdelmateen, tonight, Michael Vick going up against, Brett Favre and the Minnesota Vikings?
I think the only meaningfulness in it is really who's going to be the new quarterback for the Vikings, and will Webb become the new star in Minnesota?
And, well, let's pose a question that I think a lot of our listeners are interested in. It's been an amazing comeback story for Michael Vick, and an amazing comeback story for the New England Patriots and Tom Brady. Ibrahim, why should Tom Brady be named the NFL MVP for 2010?
I think it's very simple. The name of the game in the NFL is who can turn the ball over the least. The team that does not turn the ball over generally wins a game. Tom Brady recently has had a streak where he has thrown over 329 passes and not thrown an interception. That's incredible. That's amazing. He puts his team in the best position to win every time he's on the field. He's the most valuable player.
Were you as surprised by his outstanding performance, what seemed to be a comeback this year, as some of the rest of the sports commentators were, Ibrahim?
I don't think so. He's laser-focused, and now he's got his legs underneath him. He sees the field like no other quarterback in the NFL, and he's in a system that's made to complement his skill set.
All right, that's Ibrahim Abdelmateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, Wall Street Journal sports writer Nando DeFino. Why should Michael Vick be named MVP for 2010?
Yeah, it's close, but you put Vick in there, and he's totally transformed that team. I mean, he was supposed to be just a guy who'd come in and play the Wildcat, and instead he's led this team that's supposed to be 8-8. Basically, the NFC East title in a first-round bye, possibly. Even if it's not an amazing thing, I think the thing that puts him a cut above Brady is the fact that Matt Castle a couple of years ago just got plugged into that New England system and had a great year. I think it's more that, you know, Vic actually took the team and made it really, really good, whereas, you know, Brady, he's in that system that's set up to let people succeed. And I think that's what you can do. You can plug in Brady's backup and have similar kind of stats.
What does the narrative of Michael Vick, you know, out of prison back in the NFL, do to this MVP voting, Nando? Does it distort things?
A little. I mean, it's kind of a double-edged sword because he's still kind of a touchy subject because of all the dogfighting stuff. But at the same time, you know, you go to the other side of that you know, where the pendulum swings, and you're like, this is a great story, and you know, people like that. It's not football's not really a game of statistics like baseball is because there's such a smaller sample size. You really got to hold on to these stories and make, you know, something out of it. And I think that kind of attracts a lot of people to the Vic side of things.
Nando DeFino, Ibrahim Abdelmateen, both Vic and Brady will be deep in the playoffs. Thanks, guys.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.